I do find it interesting here that there is a correlation between the Jews and a reprobate, though. Okay, though it's not saying that reprobates can be saved, there is a commonality between the Jews found in Romans chapter 2 and the reprobates in Romans chapter number 1. Because verse number 1 in Romans 2, the latter end says, "For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same things." Now, what is the same thing that the Jew would do that the reprobate has done? Now, go to Romans chapter 1 and verse 21. Look what the Bible reads here. "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened." So that fits perfectly with the Jew who is a Christ-rejecting person, right? What is that? Because the Bible says he came into his own, and his own received him not. They rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore their foolish heart was darkened. Now go with me, if you would, to John chapter 12. John chapter number 12. So there is similarities between the Jew and the reprobate. What is that? They both rejected Christ. Okay? And in fact, many Jews who have completely rejected Christ, we would say, yes, they are reprobate. And they can no longer be saved. He said, why is that? Look at John 12, verse 39. "Therefore, they could not believe, because that Isaiah saith again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them," referring to the Jews. So you know what the commonality is between the reprobates and the Jews is they both rejected Christ.
Right.
So they both have a foolish heart that's darkened. They both have rejected the truth. They both did not want to trust Christ as their Savior. And they're both are still depending on their works.